Howdy.
You know, not a lot I can say in terms of, I guess there is a lot I could say, but not a lot that I want to talk about, but I certainly will answer questions about the game. I'm sure you got some, and, you know, that's what you're here for, and I understand that. But, you know, I will say this is very disappointing. You know, it's the only way that I can describe it. And, you know, you ask me how I'm going to get it fixed. You know, we've already started. It's about working. It's about grinding. It's about, you know, seeing potential problems and being able to deal with them. And, you know, we'll have our hands full again this week. It seems to be that way every week in the SEC. A lot of good offenses, and that's what you play for. But the fact that I know that our kids were disappointed, you know, we're disappointed, but we got to get rid of that. We got to get ready to go on and play. And I think Coach Sumlin has set the track very nicely. He does a great job of that. You got to be able to handle success, and then you got to be able to handle situations when they don't turn out the way you think they should. And that's where we are. And we've already started our preparation. We've already gone to work on the field, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to work to be better. With that, I'll take questions.
Start up front with Sam. I'll go to Gabe.
From what you can tell in the last three SEC games, what have been the biggest reasons you guys have struggled to stop the run?
Well, some of it's been, you know, personnel that we're playing against, you know, and, you know, some of it has been schematically, you know. And without going into great detail, you know, we felt like we had a good scheme on the first play. It was a situation we felt like we could handle, a play that we had repped, but we didn't. And again, we got that change, you know, after the first play. We changed the way we were playing it, and even though the quarterback was still able to run some, he was not as effective. You know, when you take a little bit from one spot and you put it in another spot, then you create other problems. And, you know, we felt like we could handle it, and I felt like we could handle it and made the decision to play it the way we played it, and obviously that was not the right decision.
And in your opinion, how much of an issue has tackling been?
You know, I hear a lot about it, you know, and you know, I went back and even a second time and watched the film. We had some missed tackles, you know, and you're going to have missed tackles, you know, when you have to tackle great athletes in open space, you know, sure, we want to tackle better. We work on it. We work on proper technique. We teach it, you know, done it the same way for many years. And, but I don't think, you know, missed tackles were, they're always a factor, but, you know, it's not the factor. In my mind.
Right side out, Gabe.
Chief, does a lot of it boil down to just Myles Garrett's value, and when he's out there healthy, it makes everybody around him better?
Well, you know, obviously you could say that, but if I said that, I'd be making an excuse. I'm not going to make excuses. We didn't play as well as we should have played, and we didn't coach him to play as well as we should have played, and that's the bottom line. And, you know, I've done this for a long time, and I'm not going to run away from responsibility. That's my responsibility, and I don't feel very good about it, but I'm not going to let that linger on. I got to get rid of that and have most of it and go back to work and say, do the things, you know, that we've done and, get the guys that are going to play ready to play and get them to play at their ability. And if we can do that as coaches, then we can be happy. And, you know, like I said, again, you know, we had some great effort out of some players, you know, when you give up a 75-yard run, and you give up a 60-yard pass, and you're playing from behind, you know, the good thing was that our kids kept playing, and if we could have got one more stop, you know, earlier and give the offense the ball back, you know, in time to go do something, maybe we're in a situation to win a ball game that we played really bad in.
In the right middle, Ben.
You know, Coach, y'all, I think y'all ended with no quarterback hurries and, you know, very few tackles for loss in that game, and it just seemed like the line of scrimmage was a struggle for y'all defensively and offensively. But on your side of the ball, I mean, why was that? It seemed very uncharacteristic for y'all.
Well, you know, I think Mississippi State did a good job of doing what they did, you know, using their quarterback, and he is a good runner. you know, certainly, you know, I don't know what the stats was. I think we had six tackles for a loss, you know, give them some credit. They played well. We did not play well and got out coached in a lot of areas.
Staying in the back, Daryl.
Obviously, they're going to be changing quarterbacks, but what issues will they present you guys defensively, no matter who's playing quarterback, offensively, as they try to move the football up and down the field?
Well, we've had similar discussions, you know, in here before. You know, when you're running an offense, and certainly, you know, you look at what they've done, you know, thus far, and I think I've had 80 or 90 snaps that the backup quarterback's played that we've had a chance to see him. And, you know, it's one of those games where, hey, you got to treat him as a tailback because really that's what he is. But at the same time, he can throw the football real well. So it forces you to stress yourself a little bit in terms of what you're going to do coverage-wise. So we have to pick and choose. But, you know, it's why everybody in the country is running this offense. You know, it's why you see offensive yardage up and up and up, you know. And, you know, certainly like I said, it's why everybody in the country is running this style of offense, or most everybody.
Stay in the back with Daryl.
I know you guys don't talk about injuries, but and this is just for my knowledge. Had Miles set out a month, would he be better now, or is it something where he could still play? Because it just seems like he just hasn't been himself since that Arkansas injury.
Well, you know, like you said, we don't talk about injuries. You know, I'm not a doctor. I never get involved in it. I just know who's available and who's not available.
Right side, Ben.
You know, so going forward, you know, is that fixing, you know, whatever happened at the line of scrimmage a concern? I mean, do you feel like y'all have that in control going into these next three games with two SEC opponents left?
Well, you know, there's always concerns, okay? And like I said, when you put together a game plan, there's concerns and you know, matchups. You know, can this guy make this play if we put him in that situation? So, you know, you always have concerns. There's no question about that. But, you know, if you be aggressive with the things that you do, and that's been our approach. We've tried to be, and that's what we've been for, you know, ever since I've been doing this. We're going to try to create as much concern for them as they do for us. Yeah, there's always concerns. You know, if you're not concerned, then, you know, you don't have to coach them. You know, let's just line up and play on Saturday. You know, it'd be that simple. You know, it always depends on talent. It always depends on matchups and battles that you have to win. And let me say this up front. Our front is playing so much better than we did last year, you know. And you know, that's a credit to Coach Turner and Coach Price. You know, they're doing a great job with those guys, okay? You know, you talk about injuries. You know, we've got some people nicked up, but we're not going to use that as an excuse. The next guy has to be ready to play, and that's what we got to do. And, you know, we've got to set the tempo. And let me say this, you know, in that particular game, Mississippi State set the tempo with the first play. And I allowed that to happen. So that responsibility falls back to me. You know, we're going to coach. You know, we're not going to go out and look at it and say, hey, you know, nothing happened. You know, we're fine. We're going to go do things exactly the way we do. No, that's not what we're going to do. You know, we're going to try to fix those concerns. So there's concerns every week that you have to deal with.
Right up front, Sam.
With some of the bumps and bruises, are you confident that the guys that do have to step up into some of those roles are capable of getting done what you guys need to get done?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I mean, geez, you know, we coach them every day, and we got to have them ready, you know, and that's just a part of it. And that's part of, you know, playing on a championship level. You know, I've coached for 39 years. There's been a couple years that we went through a season, and every guy that started the first game started every game. You know, that's not happening as much today in college football for a lot of reasons, because you're playing more plays, you know, you're playing more games, the whole deal. You know, I've been told this and was told this as a young coach, you know, a guy's only got so many hits in him. You know, sooner or later it's going to start taking a toll, okay? And what we got to do defensively is we got to get our butt off the field. so we don't have to play those plays. We got to get off the field. And you look at this game, and it's another game that we didn't play well in. It's obvious. Look at the stats in the first half and look at the third down stops. And that tells me volumes, you know. We got to be better in third and short. We got to be able to get off the field. But, you know, I gave you a big answer to answer your question. Yeah, the next guy's going to be ready. But, you know, we've got to do a better job of getting off the field so we don't have to play those snaps.
Right side middle.
You kind of beat me to my question, Coach. But so up until this point, because y'all have ran the most plays, I think y'all are fifth in the country in plays defended. Is it just third down, or what are all the factors that go into that? Because it's a really high number of plays.
Well, a lot of it is third downs. You know, that's not the only. You know, but that's a big part of it, and that's the thing that we can manage ourselves. You know, I worry about the things that we can manage, and that's one of the things that we can manage. You know, we've got to get better. And listen. When you look at the whole season average, it's respectable in terms of third down, you know, but it's not where we need to be. You know, we need to be 70 or above, and we're not quite there. You know, and obviously this game pulled us down a lot. And again, this game, you know, in third down in the first half had a lot to do with us being out on the field that long. So we gotta get off the field on third downs. You know, and when we do, you know, we play good defense, and when we don't, it's obvious.